MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. Both New Mexico Senators, Ben Ray Lujan and Martin Heinrich, and all three congresspersons, Melanie Stansberry, Gabe Vasquez, and Teresa Ledger Fernandez, voted to close down the government and put at risk the paychecks for New Mexican service members, police, and Border Patrol agents. The vote also stalls disaster relief, cuts off critical support for veterans, farmers, and small businesses. Republicans, who have offered a continuing resolution to keep the government open at current spending levels so that budget discussions can take place, said the move is nothing more than political gamesmanship in a Democratic effort to add trillions of dollars in spending, healthcare for illegal foreigners, strip funding for rural hospitals, and restore funding to public broadcasting. Democrats say everyone in the country deserves healthcare. Vasquez released a statement saying, quote, "This shutdown will harm millions of Americans, but so will allowing Republicans to permanently close rural hospitals in our district and kick millions off their health insurance." In an area of the nuclear waste repository between Hobbs and Carlsbad, where mined salt is stored underground before being brought to the surface and disposed of, was repaired after a multi-year effort that officials said will improve operations. The pocket was found in disrepair and in danger of failure last year, and the federal and government embarked on a one-year, $15 million project to replace the structural steel eroded by salt in the underground. And the Artesia Police Department says human remains were found on Monday near train tracks in the area of 300 North 1st Street after a BNSF train engineer reported discovering a portion of skeletal remains. Law enforcement searched the area and discovered additional human remains behind the old Baker and Stevens Tire Company building. Police say the remains were taken to the University of New Mexico Laboratory of Human Osteology for examination, and preliminary investigation suggests the remains may have been there for more than a year. On Tuesday, cadaver dogs were used at the scene to continue searching for evidence. Anyone with information is asked to call 575-746-5000. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.